everyone, and welcome to Food Safety Matters, the podcast for food safety professionals. I'm Stacey Acheson, publisher of Food Safety Magazine, and I want to thank you for joining us for another special bonus episode. Over the past couple of years, we've seen a strong emphasis on the digitalization of food safety processes and record keeping. And with FDA's new era of Smarter Food Safety initiative, this shift is only going to become more and more important. But what does digitalization mean, and what does this change look like to the food industry? To help guide us through this very important subject is Vidya Ananth, Vice President of Food Safety at Novalyze, where she leads food safety and quality and its digitalization, application support, and customer success. And as you're about to hear, she's extremely knowledgeable and has some great advice and thoughts to help you move forward with digitalizing your processes. Vidya has been in the food industry for over 25 years, working with General Mills, the National Food Lab, Safeway, Clorox, and Kohana Coffee, making significant contributions in the areas of food safety, quality, and regulatory affairs, with a main goal to bend the curve of foodborne illness globally. Vidya has helped small and large companies build effective food safety and quality systems using risk-based prevention strategies and has helped build the food safety culture within these organizations. Vidya received her BS in biology and chemistry from Delhi University. She received her MS in food microbiology from Iowa State University and holds certification in HACCP, PCQI, FSVP, SQF, internal audits, and a Diamond Leadership Program certificate. Okay, now let's hear that discussion.
Hi, Vidya. Welcome to the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you, Barbara. Thank you for giving me this opportunity here.
I'm looking forward to speaking with you about your take on the evolution of food safety and where it's headed next. So let's get started. So over the course of your extensive career, what changes in food safety and quality have you witnessed?
Well, this is a great question. As I started in the food industry, HACCP was how the food industry controlled physical, chemical, and microbiological hazards. I actually helped roll out HACCP in the companies I worked for, or I have modified them as needed. Then, of course, came the standardization for auditing with GFSI, which helped the food industry globally adhere to the standards. The auditing bodies and standards have been improving over time, globalizing food safety and quality needs. I feel, however, that the auditors come in various types of experiences, and hence not all the audits are equal. So based on food safety plans and risks identified by companies, one must ensure that high-risk suppliers should be audited as much as possible. And of course, however, due to the outbreaks and recalls that continue to happen, as we see, according to CDC, every year, 48 million people in the US get sick, 128,000 are hospitalized, and 3,000 die from foodborne diseases. That means one in six people in the US get sick from contaminated foods every year. Due to continued outbreaks and recalls in 2011, President Obama signed the Food Safety and Modernization Act, which enabled FDA to focus on food safety and preventive measures rather than being reactive when an outbreak occurs. This gave power to the FDA to have a legislative mandate to require comprehensive science-based preventive controls across the food supply, including mandatory preventive controls for food facilities, mandatory produce safety hazards or standards, and the authority to prevent intentional contamination. In addition, FSMA provides the FDA with the necessary tools for inspection, compliance, and incident response. Further, in 2020, FDA released the blueprint for a new era of smarter food safety, addressing several areas, which include traceability, digital technologies, and evolving food business models. So as you can see, almost every 10 years, there's been added enhancement by regulatory agencies and the industry.
Right, lots of hoops for everyone to be jumping through. What changes do you think are on the horizon, given all of that as a backdrop?
The food industry has actually evolved a lot over the years. Consumers are driving the change by asking for less processed, novel, natural, global food types, which in turn is changing the landscape for food safety. Looking at grocery stores and food items, the number of items that grocers carry has grown from 200 to 39,000 over the last 50 years. So the distance these sourced items travel has grown from 100 miles to 1,500 miles or more, and globally. As an example, in 2015, we had two recalls with cucumbers from Mexico tainted with salmonella. This caused an outbreak in 40 states in the US. 200 people were hospitalized, and it actually resulted in one death. So consumers are demanding foods from across the globe. They order online, but they also want confidence that the food on their table is safe for them and their families, and they want to learn more about the foods they eat, like, you know, where did it originate from? How does the label read, etc.? So with this globalization of people and foods, the need for bending the curve for foodborne illness becomes crucial. Each step of the way, regulators and industry have the same mission to reduce or bend the curve for foodborne illness. And going digital, where food safety and quality meets digitalization, is the way to go, especially with changing consumer habits demanding global foods. So to answer your question, digitalization of food safety and quality is going to be the key.
So do you think the new era of smarter food safety blueprint that FDA put out is going to drive that change in digitalization?
Actually, the US FDA is moving towards digitalization and technology-based approach because they believe that enhanced traceability and transparency will be the key in preventing outbreaks, illnesses, and to bend the curve. So FDA has rolled out four foundational pillars and believes that the four foundational pillars would cover a range of technologies, analytics, business models, modernization, and values that are its building blocks. There is synergy between these pillars. Further, Frank Yannis, the Deputy Commissioner for Food Policy and Response, states that the change we will see in the next 10 years will be greater than the last 30 years. So this is definitely a shift in paradigm. Companies are in various stages of digitalization. The food industry is a bit slow in digitalization aspect, but the food safety and quality teams at small and large companies have started realizing that data is in silos and that they need to do something about it. So the urge within the industry for digitalization and regulators driving this digitalization efforts will definitely drive the change.
Well, certainly companies have been gathering data for a long time. And I think for me, the next step is, what do you do with all that data and how do you interpret it and the analysis? So that's going to be a big change going forward also. So from your perspective, what does this digital transformation look like when it's applied to food safety and quality?
So with digital transformation, companies and regulatory agencies can make faster decisions when adverse events occur. Just as you said, you know, that further, the data is all centralized, it's unified, and this helps food safety and quality teams make faster decisions in not only their daily activities, such as starting or restarting production after cleaning, for example. However, when the data is not digitalized, essentially they're in silos, in paper, in Excel formats, making it cumbersome to trace, especially when adverse events occur. So Novalize actually conducted a study with a third-party agency who interviewed 30 global food safety and quality managers. And what we learned is that more than 70% of the data is used to make decisions still exists in silos. So this study clearly articulates the need for digitalization. Digital transformation, it helps centralize data, it helps to aggregate the data, normalize the data, and store information for ease of accessibility. It provides a real-time vision of the risks while ensuring compliance, and it reduces repetitive tasks and helps automate some of the daily activities of the food safety quality teams and other operational teams. In summary, digitalization makes the life of a food safety and quality team easier and allows teams to dedicate time where it really makes sense. Further, even though today data is collected, they're in silos, and only a small portion of that data is used to identify priority pathways for improvement. So this digital transformation will help transform these data into actionable insights. It will empower the food safety and quality team to track and have a greater impact on the factory or plant's KPIs, whether that be the overall equipment effectiveness, cost of quality, or any other kind of tracked indicator.
So what do you think the priority areas are to move digitalization forward?
Taking a holistic approach to digitalization is essential. Right from the grower to the customer, every step of the way, essentially, companies should take a farm-to-fork approach, which becomes essential. Some activities that are critical to food safety that can be considered as a priority, such as controlling ingredient risks and mitigating them, applying the right processes to ensure the safety of finished goods, controlling sanitation, and the environment as well become critical. Digitalization should not be seen as a cost to any company, but rather as a means to provide a positive impact, such as prevention of recalls, excellent data analytics, which can lead to valuable insights, enabling greater decision-making real-time, which can actually lead to a huge return on investment, and the food safety and quality staff can focus on better and bigger things. So if companies providing solutions can reduce the risks, increase compliance, increase traceability, and make their customers operationally efficient, they would definitely provide great wins for their customers. Novalize heard the industry needs and was already a player in food safety and quality systems, and is now helping companies in the journey of digital transformation, whether it be in controlling the process or sanitation, or reducing recalls related to food safety and undeclared allergens or environmental monitoring.
So when you talk about the impact of digitalization, what do you think is the major influence at the food plant level?
Great question. Digitalization impacts the plants in many ways. It reduces the risks. There's an increased compliance. There's process optimization leading to increased productivity. There's increased overall equipment effectiveness, better yield, reduced plant downtimes, increased sustainability, lowered use of chemicals and water, and improved carbon footprint, reduced repetitive tasks, avoidance of costly recalls and withdrawals. All these can be realized with digitalization.
Well, those are great influences of advancing digitalization. Now, you mentioned, I guess the question before, that your company was already a player in food safety and quality systems. So can you walk me through how you folks came to focus on, you know, digital solutions?
That's great. As I mentioned earlier, our company had actually conducted interviews with 30 food safety and quality managers globally, and we learned how data was in silos, and that's what prompted us to get into this digitalization journey. Let me pick a couple of areas where Novalize is frequently asked to work on digital transformation. The first one is thermal process control. And the second would be in clean in place optimization, and the third would be in environmental monitoring. So in the first case study, we will see how dynamic process control has helped optimize processes by over 15% per batch, thereby increasing companies' productivity and exceeding their goal for a key KPI. This project involved a cocoa factory that processes cocoa liquor. The factory had established a heat treatment on the cocoa liquor. One of the key objectives of this treatment was to produce safe product by eliminating salmonella cells that may be naturally present in cocoa to meet regulatory compliance of a 5-log reduction. Novalize performed a first assessment of the process and found that the thermal dose applied to the liquor was much higher than 5 logs. So what did we do? First, we generated lab data that indicated the time and temperature needed to achieve a 5-log reduction in cocoa liquor. Then an algorithm was built to mimic this pathogen reduction on the equipment. Novalize helped the company switch from static to dynamic monitoring of the heat treatment. Essentially, system probes were used to measure data, and Novalize's cloud system calculated thermal lethality for salmonella in real time for every single batch. So lab studies indicated that lethality was achieved anywhere between 90 to 110 C. In the past, only when the temperature hit 90 C, lethality was monitored. However, with dynamic monitoring, Novalize was able to calculate lethality even as temperatures were coming up, and hence were able to reduce the time, leading to a 15% increase in productivity for that company. Further, when a 5-log reduction is attained, the company gets an email alert and they can stop their process, and they receive a BAT certificate stating that the process was compliant. The outcome resulted in process optimization, compliance, cost savings, better quality product, reduced greenhouse gas emissions, along with regulatory compliance certificate for every single batch. So there were further return on investments such as remote real-time access to the process performance, which enabled the food safety and quality team make faster decisions in the event of deviations.
Right. If you're going to fail, you got to fail early. So you take things, destroy product or whatever you have to do before it gets out there, and save yourself some time and effort and money going forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's look, you mentioned sanitation. So let's dig into that a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. There is a need to streamline sanitation process and efficiencies. Essentially, companies are always trying to balance production and optimize sanitation cycles in their clean-in-place systems to meet preventive control needs, reduce costs, and increase efficiency in a sustainable way. Unless this is done in an effective way, it could lead to contaminated food. The application can be extended to all clean-in-place systems. So how can this be done? The goal will be to use existing data or generate lab or plant data on pathogen reduction using chemicals. Then connect the clean-in-place system to the Novalize platform for real-time data collection and analysis. Further lab or plant data would be fed into a digital algorithm to calculate pathogen reduction real-time for each CIP line and activate real-time alerts in the event of a deviation. This could also be combined with pre-operational swab data for efficiency and tracking cleaning and sanitation overall within the plant. The return on investment in such optimized systems could yield a 10 to 15% improvement in efficiency, thereby increasing productivity by similar percentages. Further, it would help reduce sanitation CIP times and cycles, reduce use of chemicals and sanitizers by 5 to 10%. It would help understand the bacterial load, track and eliminate them. Last but not least, it would be better for the environment, sustainable, and it would lead to increased efficiency.
You know, it's so great that you talk about that you're getting analysis in real time, because that seems to be the big bottleneck. Like I mentioned before, companies have been generating a lot of data, and then they print it out and put it in a file cabinet and don't look at it to be able to identify trends. So this is a huge help to the food safety and quality folks. Now, you did finish up by mentioning the environment. So let's move from the processing line to the environment. That's always a hot topic with our readers and listeners, how to make environmental monitoring more efficient.
That's a great question, because there is a huge unmet need to prevent recalls due to undeclared allergens and due to post-process contamination, and how digitalizing and monitoring the environment can actually prevent recalls related to pathogens, indicator organisms, and undeclared allergens, and reduce waste at all food manufacturing and processing facilities. Further, this would verify that preventive programs are working while providing the oversight and management of food safety and quality issues, and help manage corrective actions and preventive actions real time. As stated by Dr. David Atchison, the former commissioner for foods, one of the greater risks for the food industry today is the post-process contamination of ready-to-eat foods. We know that post-process contamination happens in real life. Key is to prevent them and keep unwanted pathogens away from processed foods. An effective environmental monitoring program is a powerful tool companies possess to reduce risks related to the environment. Companies must seek and destroy to prevent recalls. This will help prevent resistant bacteria harborage and movement in factories or plants, which can cause recurring sporadic post-process contamination issues. As an example, two Salmonella agona outbreaks in 1998 and 2008, a decade apart, were traced to the same processing plant. The interesting fact is that it was determined that there was the same Salmonella subtype that had survived in the processing plant for a decade. One of the most effective ways to leverage an EMP is through data digitalization, whereby data can be tracked, traced, and would provide actionable insights to management to effectively control the program, reduce and eliminate massive regulatory and financial consequences. Another fact is that for the past decade, the leading cause, approximately 61% of the recalls, has been due to undeclared allergens. In summary, an effective real-time EMP program helps an increased return on investment of about 10 to 15% measurable payback. So essentially, if one went with a subscription model, that would pay for itself in a few days. Further, digital EMP would prevent recalls, withdrawals, saving approximately $10 million to companies, according to GMA. Further, it would prevent negative publicity, brand damage, and other chain of events that are associated with recalls. It would eliminate error-prone manual tasks, reduce plant downtimes, and make remediation activities faster and reliable. It would also provide access to learnings from the past and from other plant locations as well, enabling companies address adverse events faster versus having to reinvent the wheel. It is very user-friendly and helps with visualization of data on maps. Last but not least, all the data is housed in a central, secure, cloud-based location, which helps with increased traceability. So Novalyze has built an effective digital environmental monitoring program that helps address the issue related to environmental contamination with pathogens and undeclared allergens. We at Novalyze are super excited about the intersection of microbiology and digitalization capabilities, and being able to help the industry in this important transformation and being a part of their journey.
You know, every time I hear that story of microbes surviving over you know, like you said, a decade. It just, you know, now we have the tools to be able to say this is exactly the same strain. And I'm sure that, you know, moving forward, we're going to see more evidence of that. I hope it won't be, you know, a decade between detecting these, and we'll get better at eliminating these pathogens. But now we have the ability to look at all of these data and trend the findings and have some actionable results. So Vidya, as we wrap up today, what do you think the next steps that the food industry should be taking right now in its digitalization journey?
Yeah, as said earlier, it's very important to go holistically. You know, identify the key areas where digitalization would make sense, build the business cases, execute with agility, you know, start with a trial and then expand. Always measure also the return on investment alongside the project, because that's a very powerful tool. And companies need to ensure that they work with partners who understand food safety and quality well.
It has been a pleasure speaking with you today. A lot of interesting information that I think our audience will want to jump on immediately.
Thank you. It has been a pleasure as well speaking with you today. And thanks for this opportunity and the great questions. I look forward to seeing in the coming years on how companies are going to embrace this journey into digitalization.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Vidya for this very informative discussion, and Novalyze for sponsoring this episode. For more information on how Novalyze can help digitalize your processes, visit the show notes page in your podcast player or the episode page on our website at food-safety.com. Then click on the podcast tab in our main navigation and find Novalyze, Digitalizing Food Safety. We hope you enjoyed this special episode of Food Safety Matters, and we'll talk to you soon.